Very different. It's in Papua. There are how many hundreds of tribes in Papua? But there are many, even in Papua itself. In two provinces, in one half island, Papua New Guinea. So there are many tribes and which are totally, sometimes totally different from each other. The cultural forms, the dancing sometimes different, you know, and they call Papua people, but even the sub tribes are different, have the different cultural forms. So yeah, and that's the culture. So now when you say the religious life, it's also very diverse. So the government acknowledge officially 6 religions. Islam, and then Hinduism. Sorry, you cannot see clearly. And I think this one is Confucianism. Confucianism, and then Christian and Catholics, and of course Buddhism. So Christian is Protestantism, and Catholics considered 2 different religions in Indonesia. It's also like that in China, actually, and in Malaysia and Singapore. I'm not so sure about, say, Singapore also. This has the differentiation between Protestant and Catholics is for political purpose. So there are representatives from the Catholics. There are representatives from the Protestant. So both have stronger people representatives. Yeah. So that's in political discourse, it's profitable. But when we are talking about ecumenism and church relation, that becomes a kind of problematic. Because the Catholics sometimes they don't call themselves Christian. No, I'm Catholic. Are you Christian? No, I'm Catholic. But